Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to Na'ar Torah. We are in the middle of the Nida series. We're in shir number 9. We're discussing Kesamim. This is the second shir on Kesamim. And we're dealing today with the Din of Taliyah. We have a lot to cover, so we're going to get straight into it. But first, we should remember and we should dedicate the shir b'schus l'chayalim hakadoshim who are being shomer al artzenu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'schus our learning should be yagin aleihem b'chol makom shehem, and they should go in safely, they should be successful in their missions, and they should come home safely and securely b'ezrat Hashem. Now, yesterday, we brought down the 5 requirements for a kesem to be metame, a woman. Today, we're going to focus on a pinnacle concept within Dinei Kesamim, which is the din of Taliyah. Contextually, Taliyah, or what we're going to say to be tole, means that we can attribute the blood that the woman found to something else which is not her period, meaning she is going to be tehora. Now, the source for this din comes from the Mishnah in Maseches Nida 58b, and the Mishnah reads as follows. V'tole b'chol davar she yechola litlos. A woman can be tole the blood she found on anything that she is allowed to be tole on. For example, harga ma'acholes hareze tole b'chol. For example, if she kills a ma'acholes, which let's just assume that it's a bug, so meaning there were like some bugs, not bed bugs, but there were some bugs in the bed. It wasn't so clean, you know, you're sleeping on the floor without any tiles, whatever it is. There's some bugs in the bed. So if she wakes up one morning and finds a stain of blood, but it's small enough, we can say, oh, it was one of those bugs that she killed from rolling over. Ad kama tole. Until how much can you tole? So what's the size? Rabbi Chanina ben Antikinus Omer ad kigris shelpul. He says that it can be tole up until a gris. Even if she didn't kill the animal. So let's say she finds a size of a gris, which we're going to speak about tomorrow, she can still be tole, even if she didn't kill the bug. Ve'afilu shilohaga, and this is what the Mishnah ends up saying, even if she didn't kill the bug. Now this means, practically speaking, let's just flush it out, that a woman can be tole a kesem, which is a kegris, the size of a kegris, unequivocally. Meaning, if the kesem is less than a gris, she is completely tahora. Tahora legam. Now, as we said, in the next year, we're going to deal with the size of a gris, but now we want to really focus on the din of Taliyah. Now, there's a phrase within the realm of Taliyah, which the Mishnah started with. And the phrase is tole bechol davar. Remember, the Mishnah said, v'tole bechol davar she yechola litlos. Now, this phrase means that we're going to try and blame, or again, attribute this blood to anything that we reasonably can. The Mishnah gave an example of a ma'acholes, of some kind of bug, but we can try and bring down some other ramifications. And so the Mechaber actually paskins this halacha lemaisa, and he says that since kesamim are derabanan, we can be tole on anything which is reasonable. So just some examples. If she walked through a butchery, where they're really shechting it right in front of you, whatever, or you do kaparas on the street, and they're shechting the blood, and she finds some blood on her ankle, we can be tole. We can be tole this blood. Or if a doctor or a nurse who's dealing with blood comes by and does something with the bed, perhaps we can say it was from them and we can be tole. The last case that's brought down is if the husband bleeds because of ejaculation, then she can be tole the blood that she found on him. Now, this din of Taliyah brings down 2 interesting cases. And the first, and they're very similar, but their halachic psak is different. So if a woman, the first case is if a woman does a bedika, she has to check herself, we'll do bedikas at a later stage, Bezrat Hashem. So she does a bedika and she's not sure, is it clear, is it clean, is it not clean, is she tahora, is she tmeah, she's not sure what color it is. So she says, I'm going to put it under my pillow and I'm going to show my husband the rav when he comes back. But later, and when she checks it to show her husband, she finds that now it's a streak. It's no longer whatever. It's no longer the same shape. It's a streak. Then she is a nida. However, if it was circular when she found it after putting it under her pillow, she can say that we can tole it on something else, perhaps a macholes that was there. We can say it's attributed to something else, and she's tahora. Now the second case is the case of where we have a sfake sfeika. Sfake sfeika is when we have two doubts. Okay? So if she puts the bedika cloth, she does a bedika, and again she's not sure, she wants to show the Rav, so she brings it to the Rav's house to leave in the mailbox, whatever it is. She puts the bedika cloth in her purse. And the purse has other red items. Let's say she likes her red lipstick, so she has red lipstick in the purse. Now she's entered into a fake sfeika. There's a suffake whether this kesem was clean or not. And there's a suffake if it's now red, maybe it came from a different item in her purse, which was red. And therefore she is tahora and can act normally with her husband. Bezrat Hashem, just keep in mind, although we are touching upon practical situations which may come, which may arouse, we should always ask our Rav for halacha lemaisa. This is just pilpul ba'ama. We're just learning here, and any psak should be given from a competent Rav in your competent local Orthodox Rav. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zochet to learn Torah, and bizchus Torah, the chayalim should be saved.